In this episode of Bear Podcast,
the 11 commandments of a true bottom,
Kentucky clerk refusing marriage licenses go to the Supreme Court,
Android watches will now work on iOS,
and a 19-inch penis is destroying a man's life.
All these plus some listener comments. Enjoy the show. Bear Podcast, 581. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip cards against humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
This is episode 581, and it's August 31st, Monday, 2015. And it's the last day of August, and tomorrow is September. It's September month. Do you think people are doing September right tomorrow?
What are you talking about?
You've never heard of September?
No.
Okay, it's all over the radio, actually. And I've been hearing it for many years, that couples who opt to do the September, it's a challenge. So it's 30 days straight having sex every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not an issue I got to deal with right now.
Yeah, I know that. But I was just wondering if maybe our audience has the are doing some September things today. So, yeah, straight people would do that. But have you ever wondered if it's straight people, guy and a girl, of course, the girl, that time of the month, what do they do?
Well, I know some people that doesn't stop them.
Oh, gross. Oh, really?
Really.
Okay.
Memories from college.
Oh, gross. Memories from college.
TMI information from your friends in college.
Uh-huh. That's right. Okay, so let's do some weekend updates. What did you do this weekend?
Let's see. I went to the NLA.
Although Ray and I, we live together. But we know we're kind of diversifying our circle of friends at some point still.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I went to the NLA underwear auction this weekend. I think they raised a little over $1,200.
Okay, that's good. Together,
selling mm-hmm. underwear. So that went really good. Got to hang out with some friends like Steve Stepanski and Marvin and Robert and Lloyd. And
oh, okay.
Some people I hadn't seen in a while. Orland, Daddy of Montrose, mm-hmm. met the girl of Montrose. I think that was about it. Okay. Saw Andrew, who's a beer friend of ours. So it was nice going out this weekend at the bar for a little while.
Okay.
I don't want to make a habit of it, but it was nice to get out and go do something different.
Yeah, I haven't been to the bars. You better be careful, Ray. Did we talk about that, about those people getting mugged and getting beat
up?
Well,
we didn't talk about that, but I got my normal parking place where I'm like right under the street light. And it's clear and you can see around you pretty good. But what I thought I was going to get busted at was on the way home that Saturday night, or actually Sunday morning, the on-ramp to 59 from I-10,
mm-hmm.
there was lights flashing out there. So I slowed down and got over in the right lane because in Texas has a law, you got to get over or slow down. And I slowed down anyhow. And I thought the cop would stop somebody or somebody's broke down or something. And I got up there and it was a cop and a wrecker. And the cop was walking out in the middle of the street. And he told me to go on by, but the car behind me, he pulled over. So they were checking for DUIs.
Oh, okay.
So I got lucky. I got all paranoid then. I was like, oh, my God.
Hope you weren't drinking.
Well, I had two drinks that night, but they were early on.
Oh, yeah.
And
you would have sobered up by then.
So I think I'd sobered up by then. I hope so.
All right. Let's hope so. And what did I say? Oh, I watched the movie. What did I watch? Oh, God. You have to talk about that horrifying movie that you got me into, right?
What? Descendants?
Descendants.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Maynard Sandy was in here like, let's watch something scary.
Okay.
And I started. He's like, pick something. And I was like, okay.
He picked something. Okay. So, oh, of course, before that Saturday, Ray made a very fabulous breakfast. We had the bacon and eggs and with eggs with cheese. That was yummy. And bagel and toast. That was good. But then what happened?
Well, Maynard said find a scary movie, so I got looking on demand, and I found The Descendants, which is a Disney Channel movie, and it's about the kids of the evil people from
Fairy Tales.
From Fairy Tales, like Cruella De Vil's son, Carlos.
Maleficent.
Maleficent's daughter, Mal. I'm trying to think. Jaffa's son was Jay, I think, who was played by Bobo Stewart. And then there was one other. There was four of them. I just can't remember. Oh. The Sleeping Beauty
stepmother.
Other queen, evil stepmother queen. Yeah. She, her daughter. We're all, and apparently in this Disney movie, all the bad people have been locked up, magically locked on an island while everybody else was living in Aurora and having a good time. And the Beast and Belle became the king and queen of the land. Mm-hmm. So in this movie, the son was being crowned king at 16. Who knew it was like to have such power? Be king at 16.
Be king at 16.
So his first proclamation was that the descendants of any of the evildoers on the island could come over and go to prep school to the prep school he was going to prove that they were, that people could be redeemed and stuff, blah, 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 blah. So right as the movie starts, musical number.
Oh my God. It's like Glee, but it's in the movie form. You know?
But it would make a great drag show number because it was like the evil in my heart or the evil that I want to do or something like that. It was a great song. So I was like, man, we got to do a drag number to this.
So Ray, when I ask, let's watch something something horror film. Horror film does not mean horrifying, okay? Yes. It was horrifying.
But he was scared, wasn't he?
I was scared. Yeah, that's right. The evil queen is after the... Anyway, so... It was
a cute movie.
It was a cute movie. But then it just made me
all the
cringe.
Little boys were cute. So there's even a scene with the prince in his little swim trunks, and he's all like 8-pack and... hard little nipples and just like, oh yeah.
They would break out into song and it's like Glee. So it's like Glee, but it, you know, it's the
descendant. It had Bobo Stewart, Boo-Boo Stewart, however you say his name, Bobo.
But it's got Kristen Chenoweth.
Had Kristen Chenoweth, Kathy Najimy, and a couple other people that were kind of names. The Fairy Godmother shows up on a TV commercial every day that they play all the time, and I can't remember what her name is. But it was funny. So
yeah.
We need to give a shout out to Tony and Jason.
That's right. It's really a sad news. Our friends Tony and Jason, they live in an apartment and it got burned down. It looks like
cost? Said that the next door apartment's electrical box caught on fire.
Yeah, and
caused the fire. So but they pretty much lost everything. Which really got to me because, one, they were okay, and they have dogs, and they were okay, and the dogs were okay. But Tony has this amazing comic book collection and figurine collection all gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, because that's the first thing I asked this morning. I said, I hope y'all doing all right, but how's the collection? He said, it's all gone. And he had some cool stuff that he bought that was not cheap.
I know.
Luckily, they have renter's insurance, so they'll be able to buy stuff back, but... it's just a pain in the ass to lose stuff like that. You're like, you know, I guess ultimately it's glad that everybody's okay, but just to lose all your shit like that, just overnight, just like that, it's gone.
I know.
And it's a pretty big fire. I mean, it took out like a whole building almost.
Yeah, and I saw in the pictures, they took out some of the furniture, the very, very wet furniture or what's left of it. So.
And most of it was melted.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty sad. Ooh. Which reminds me, I need to change the battery in your room. So.
I don't even have a smoke detector in my room.
Smoke detector. That's right.
I'm not going to ask why I don't have a smoke detector in my room.
Sorry, Ray. Okay. We will put one, okay? So last weekend, I also got to watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. That's pretty good. I did not know it was a series. And I just found
it was a TV show. Yes.
A TV show before here. Anyways, I enjoyed it. It's got the Henry Cavill in it and... it's about...
And I think Armie Hammer is in there. I think he plays the Russian.
That's the Russian,
I think that's who that is that's playing him.
So, yeah, it was good because, you know, it's an American... The set is in, like, in the 30s or 40s, something like that. No,
it's set probably in the 50s. During the Cold War.
During the Cold War, that's right. So, it's the... it's got Henry Cavill, the American, and the other guys are Russian. So, and then they ended up teaming up with each other. And stuff like that. So it was good. I enjoyed it. It's like Mission Impossible, but put it down one notch, something like that. But it was good. I liked enjoyed it. But
yeah. How was the action?
Not as action packed as as Mission Impossible.
Okay.
But it was good because, you know, lots of fighting, and I've never seen this side of Henry Cavill.
Was he naked?
There was no time they were shirtless or anything or naked. Damn. No. But anyway, so that's it's the first time, you know, I've only seen Henry Cavill wear Superman. But this time he's
but he was shirtless in Superman.
Yeah, he was. That's right. All burned down and everything. Mm-hmm. And so goes back to the question: is he cut or uncut?
Oh my God, he's uncut. Did you not see the movie? The baby was not circumcised. Get over it.
Okay, all right.
Superman is uncut. He was from an advanced civilization where they don't mutilate their children.
Like, they realize that it's barbaric to mutilate their children. Yeah. Okay, just check.
Right. So on the topics.
Oh my God,
Ray. I picked this topic, and I didn't pick this topic lightly. This popped up on somebody's profile I was reading online. So I went and researched it a little bit, and I was like, this is quite an interesting little topic.
Mm-hmm.
So our topic for tonight is the 11 commandments of a true bottom. It was written by a bottom for all bottoms. So Maynard.
What? I'm power versatile.
Okay. I thought you were bisexual. So this is from Mark Benson's blog. Mark notes, I received this as a comment to an original post about Rage Against the Bossy Bottom, because apparently he has issues with bossy bottoms. I've since also written Revenge of the Rage Against the Bossy Bottom with a few more things that bothered me. I got a note from Ryan, a bottom who follows me on Twitter. After reading my rage entries, Ryan had some interesting feedback. This was unsolicited, and he provided it. I posted Ryan's proposal, 11 commandments, and then edited them to make them sound more commanding. Bottoms just don't know how to make things sound like it's not a request or nice. That's it. Yeah. That is, unless they're a bossy bitch. So apparently he has problems with bossy bottoms. So,
okay.
Here's the first commandment of bottoms.
Okay.
If you're going to bottom, come prepared to bottom.
Yes. Be clean.
Be clean. Be committed. Be submissive. Do not, however, be lewd.
You should be enemized.
That's right. Your shit should be clean and ready to go.
That's right.
Thou shalt always be prepared to bottom. So that's
a commandment.
That's the commandment. So okay. I agree with this.
So number two is, why do you need to prepare? Because the top chooses the lube. That's the reason why. The question was, do not be, you may be clean, you may be prepared, but do not lube yourself.
Don't pre-lube.
Do not pre-lube. Because why? Because the top chooses the lube.
That's right. It is your job to bring some, but many discerning tops only want to use spit. So you may have to take in without lube and with more friction. Deal with it. Thou shalt provide all supplies a top might require. Uh-huh. So, here's my take on that.
Okay.
I have been with a couple bottoms that have pre-lubed.
Really?
Which led me to believe that they were somewhere else before they came to my house.
Oh, that's nasty. Which is like,
So anyway.
So you're saying.
But they were pre-lubed, so that completely me eating their ass out.
Oh.
So, because I don't want to taste lube.
Oh.
And eat ass.
Okay. So if you do that.
And certain lubes irritate me, so I have to watch. That's the other thing. Some people have sensitive skin, and some of the lubes out there do bother certain people. So if you have that condition in your bottom, bring some lube and say, hey, I use this lube because I'm sensitive to XYZ.
Okay. Okay. So. So those are red flags, really. Oh, you're pre-lubed. Oh, you've been to another place.
That's right.
It's a red flag that's when you see a pre-lubed butt. Okay.
Why is there a flashlight in here?
Where?
Is there a butt?
Oh, so. The flashlight.
All right. Rule number three. Assume that if you have a gag reflex and can't take his cock all the way down your throat, that your ass will just have to make up for what your mouth can't do. Thou shalt not demand any assistance to prepare for being fucked, but thou shalt help a top prepare to fuck. Mm-hmm. So
number four is, if your top wants you to blow a load before he fucks you, get to work jerking it. So, thou shalt come when, where, and by what means the top demands.
Okay, my comment on that one.
Yeah.
I've noticed that certain bottoms,
that when they come,
when they get their jollies, they're done.
They're done. Get out. Don't doing it anymore.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I played with certain people like that, and I'm just like, what? So
you prefer...
So if you're like that, tell the top that before you get off. You need to let them know. Say, if I get off, I'm done. Mm-hmm. But in theory, you shouldn't be like, you should get off and then prepare to get fucked. Because if you're a true bottom, you like to get fucked, regardless of getting off or not. Okay. Although it is helpful when you get off. It's better when they're fucking you and you get off without touching yourself. That's pretty hot. So.
That is pretty hot. Okay.
Number 5, your top has control of a lot, but whether you moan while being fucked isn't always one of them. Thou shalt vocalize pleasure and not pain unless your top demands silence.
Oh, really? So
it's being... okay to moan. Don't talk.
Oh, okay. Oh, what about...
No.
But what about...
Don't talk. Just lay there and take it.
Okay, number 6. Stop it already with putting your hands against his hips or stomach to try to control his depth, speed, roughness. Bottoming is what you came here for. Get to it. Oh, really? It's not... Okay, sorry. So the commandment is, thou shalt allow the top to penetrate as deep, as rough, and at the pace he wishes. So it doesn't help that if you're like a power bottom, you're reaching out and trying to pull him in. That's not sexy.
Yeah, but that's usually not. But a lot of guys go back and put their hand back there in your stomach, like, you're going in too deep or something like that. I kind of believe like this guy did. If you're a true power bottom, take it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
But that's the dom part coming out. And this guy that writes his blog is a dom from what I read about it.
So. All right. Okay.
Okay. Number 7, don't worry about jacking yourself off. Thou shalt not touch yourself unless ordered to do so by the top. In other words, it's about the top.
Okay. Number 8, don't try to take charge. Do not be like our friend G.
Don't be a bossy.
No, I'm not going to fool me. Don't try to take charge. These are really power bottoms then. They take charge. They're like very aggressive bottoms.
Well, the guy that wrote this is a true bottom for real bottoms. Okay. Something like that.
All right, so your top sets the pace. Don't back up onto the cock unless he tells you to. Your top is not an amusement park to ride. You are. He'll let you know if he wants you to drive. Thou shall do as the top commands at all times. Pay attention and ask if it's unclear.
Okay. All right. Number 9. And this is a very important one. Don't be stupid. Unless you have some prearranged, agreed upon commitment about something, it's the top show. He picks the positions. He picks the bed, floor, shower, etc. And he picks where his load ends up. You can ask, but don't natter away and make him regret picking you over the other guy that was just as hot. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt anticipate a top's needs. And that's true. Most people just come in and act stupid sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I get that. I get where he gets that from. Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 10. Don't let your mouth write checks your ass can't cash. So be careful what you say. Oh, I see what you're saying. So don't say anything goes unless you mean it.
Exactly.
Yes, you have to mean it. Don't say fuck me harder unless you want to feel his girth for the next week. If you call your top daddy or sir or poppy or whatever, be ready for any role play that follows. Okay. Don't bitch about it if you call him sir only to have him put your asshole through a SEAL training boot camp. Your ass belongs to him but until he's done with it. If thou asks it, thy top may or may not grant it. Wow. Very
See, explicit. I believe that.
Okay.
If you say something and you all talk, don't shut up and be like, oh, no, I can't do that. No. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
What if they say, if it doesn't fit my mouth, it won't get in my ass? What if they say that?
Well, that's not a problem with me.
Oh, okay.
Unless they got like their mouth sewn shut or something. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Number 11.
Last one.
It isn't about you. It's about the top, period. Mm-hmm. Really understanding this eliminates the need for the other 10 roles. Thou shalt focus all thyself on the top. Interesting. So, now, this I guess has been a dominant, selfish top kind of type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But how much of this stuff have you had issues with?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's not an issue to me. Why? It's always been an issue to you?
Well, no. But I have all these things. It's kind of funny because I've had some experience with a bottom that's kind of been like,
Oh, like
some of these rules like, really need to apply to them.
Oh, okay.
Especially one that says don't ask for shit unless that's what you really mean.
So what's the worst thing that they said that when you did it?
Talking to me, it was all one time years ago. And it was all about, oh yeah, I want to be tied up, I want to be used hard, blah, blah, blah. And then they got there and they was like, oh, I just want to fuck. I'm like, no.
You asked for it.
No. I was like, no, that's not what you're here for. Here's what we talked about. You said you want to get tied up and get played with. And now you're like, no, I just want to get fucked. And I'm like, well, you need to go. And I sat there
married. Really?
They got pissed off at me. And I was like, look, you come here talking shit about one thing and didn't deliver, so get out.
Oh, my God. You're a bossy top.
Well, I like what I like.
Okay.
And their whole purpose was because they said they were into stuff that I was into. And that's what they wanted to do.
And then they turned around and do all vanilla.
Yeah, it was all like, oh, I just want to get fucked. I'm like, no.
No, get out.
If I just want to fuck somebody, I'll go find somebody to fuck, not you.
Ooh, that means he should be special. All right, so what do you guys think of that article? It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah. So if you're a bottom, let us know what you think about these rules.
If you're a bottom, email us. We're going to get lots of email now.
Let us know how you think about the rules are about being a bottom. Tops, email us in and tell us what you think about the rules, how you think they should be applied, if all bottoms should follow them or kind of do a mixture of them or what you think about it. So let us know so we can have a further discussion on it.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the entertainment. Oh, yeah. You should play Taps or something.
I don't know.
It's really sad.
I'm sure we can just play the theme song of Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So Wes Craven. Yeah. So he's the visionary filmmaker who defined the horror genre with the long-enduring A Nightmare on Elm Street and later deconstructed and redefined it with Scream. He has died at the age of 76.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I miss Wes Craven because I grew up not being able to sleep at night because of Freddy Krueger, thanks to him. Because that original Nightmare on Elm Street was scary as shit.
Oh, the first one.
Okay. The first one. And then all the rest of them kind of screwed it up.
There was one episode where one girl had telekinesis.
Yeah, it got really weird.
I mean, he's got the power to fight against Freddy Krueger for some reason.
Yeah, it was stupid. They got really stupid because they were like, "Ooh, this is a moneymaker. Let's just dive in." It was like Johnny Depp's one of his first movies and a couple other people's that was their only career is the Freddy movies, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You didn't see him in anything else. So
that's right.
Okay. All right, Star Wars, The Force Awakens leaked video shows movie scene. Photo of toys confirm new character. Mm-hmm. A leaked video of Star Wars The Force Awakens from the production set shows one of the scenes in the movie. Meanwhile, new details about a character previously called Bullhead have been revealed in a new report. A video was filmed at the production set of the J.J. Abrams movie in Abu Dhabi, reportedly leaked on YouTube. The video has since been deleted, but images from the video have been saved by Making Star Wars. The video appears to be about Rey, Daisy Ridley, and Finn, John Boyega, I think that's how you say his name, being chased by stormtroopers. Trailers and the promo pictures of the movie have revealed that Finn is a former stormtrooper who crash lands on the desert planet of Jakku. He meets another character called Rey on the planet, and together they go on a journey while escaping the stormtroopers of the First Order. The leaked video reportedly shows Rey saying, "Let go of me," and Finn saying, "We gotta move." The two actors are said to be using their native accents in Star Wars The Force Awakens. The pictures show the two actors running and stormtroopers appear to be shooting at them. More details about the movie are being revealed by the leaked images of the toys of the movie. A leaked image of the X-Wing pilot posted on Jedi Temple Archives show a character that was described as Bullhead. In previous leaks, due to the face of the alien character looking like a brown bull-headed fish.
Okay, there's something wrong with the X-Wing. I saw either images or some videos of the X-Wing, and it didn't look like the X-Wing that I knew growing up.
Well, they probably changed it around since they're totally re-imaging everything.
Yeah,
but this week, the Star Wars Vehicles companion that goes out with the movie, The Force Awakens, comes out so we can go get all the cutaways of all the vehicles that are going to be in the movie. Because that was leaked last week. We talked about that last week. So we'll be able to see some more and be like, Because there's a new Star Destroyer, the upgraded Star Destroyer that's, I think, on it. They changed where the deck of the...
They put it right in the middle where no one can...
Yeah, they put it in the middle so somebody can't
blow it up. It's kind of smart that way. You put the most important, not in a very exposed way. Yeah. So
That was always the thing with Star Trek, that Gene Roddenberry is like, the bridge is going to be on top of the ship, period. And everybody's like, military-wise, that's not smart because you end up buried in the ship. And Gene Roddenberry is like, no, this is not a military show. This is a adventure show. So that's why the bridges, enterprises, or starships were always on the top.
With windows.
With windows, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so back to the Star Trek, though. Sorry, the Star Wars. This is the movie is really set about 30 years in the future after Jedi, after Return of the Jedi. So kids have grown up. Yeah, they're probably in their early 20s or something like that, or late 20s. Whoever they fathered. There was a theory that I was reading about Obi-Wan Kenobi that it's possible that these people may be one of his children.
Well, that was the whole thing. Jedis never are supposed to have children.
Yeah, but if you're a Jedi, he's a former Jedi. That's why he went by Ben Kenobi. And
well, he's a former Jedi because he was hiding from Vader.
Yeah, and then
because what Vader did and killed everybody at the temple.
So the reason why you're a Jedi Knight, and you're supposed to be protecting, but then since that fell through, you're not really bound by your vows at that point, because there's no one to protect.
Once a Jedi, always a Jedi.
So anyway, those theories saying that Obi-Wan Kenobi or Ben Kenobi at that point may have fathered children. This could be one of his children.
I don't think so. I don't believe that.
So what do you guys think?
I'm more believe a Jedi in the streets, a Sith in the sheets type thing, but not that.
Okay. So yeah, let us know what you think. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, the gay this week. Kentucky clerk refusing to issue gay marriage license will take the case to the Supreme Court. Kim Davis, the Kentucky County Court clerk who has persistently refused to issue gay marriage licenses, has asked the Supreme Court to hear her case. Davis, an apostolic Christian, has refused to issue the license for religious reasons, claiming that to do so would undermine her First Amendment freedoms. On Thursday, a federal appeals court ordered Davis to issue the licenses, and on Friday, her lawyers petitioned the Supreme Court of the United States to delay the orders until her appeals are finished. Whether or not the Supreme Court chooses to hear Davis's case, the appeal process could take months. According to The Guardian, Justice Elin Kagan will hear Davis's case, and most believe that Kagan will ultimately refuse the request. In court filings, Davis's lawyer, she is represented by lawyers from the ultra-conservative Liberty Council, wrote that she is seeking asylum for her conscience. The newspaper reports her attorney, Jonathan D. Chrisman, interesting, wrote that forcing her to issue licenses is akin to forcing a person who objects to war into the battlefield or forcing a person against capital punishment to carry out an execution. It is worth noting that Davis cannot be fired because she is an elected official. Mm-hmm. The Guardian points out that the only way to remove Davis short of losing an election would be impeachment by the state legislature. That seems unlikely since many Kentucky legislators share her beliefs.
That's not going to happen.
So I think there's also an article today that tied into this that she had issued a marriage license for a transsexual marriage for somebody that had changed sexes, and she issued a marriage license for him because she thought they were legally a man and a woman.
So she kind of picks and chooses.
Well,
now
that's the whole thing. They think that she didn't realize what was going on, and she just did it because she thought they were a man and a woman and not.
This was way back then, though.
I don't know. I hadn't got a chance to read the article, but it's been all over Facebook today. So, but it looks like it ties into this, and I was like, interesting how that would happen.
This story has been going on with this Kim Davis, and she's just a bitch. I married four times and he denies everybody else. I mean, there's no way to fire her. He's an elected
official. And I don't see her rejecting marriage license for people that's been married before.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sure she issued licenses for people who are divorcees. But it's now going to the Supreme Court for her.
Yeah. Here's the deal: if you're an elected official, your job is to hold up the laws of the land. And the highest court in America said it's okay for gays to be married. So why aren't you holding up if you're an elected official, why aren't you doing your duty?
So
in theory, she is going against the Supreme Court, the laws of the land, and not doing her duty. So she should be terminated.
Actually, right now she can do what she's doing. It's impeachable. But then, now that it's in the Supreme Court, now she will be compelled to do it. If she still doesn't do it, then she becomes in contempt of court. Because right now there's no way to make her in contempt of court, because she's an elected official and it's expected of her to carry out the duties of her office, but she just doesn't. So when she does that, but now it's in the Supreme Court, then it's actually saying that you need to do this because it's the law of the land. Then she still refuses. Then
she's in contempt.
She's going to be in contempt. Then she can go to jail, or appointed, or impeached. I don't know. That's what I think. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, this has been a long going story, and then she's just—I don't know. She's in an uphill battle, and what's the point for her? Exactly. I mean, I don't even know what kind of values is she? Is she even
she's been married for? What, four times?
Yeah.
So she, I mean, how can she? I mean, the Bible says people are supposed to be married once.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, and she just picks and chooses. That's pretty much it. Yeah. And she's just a bigot.
She's a cafeteria Christian. She picks what she wants out of the Bible and takes it.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just horrible. I mean, this is a long ongoing story for a long time. So it's really sad that people are still doing this.
All right, on to the geek, Maynard.
Okay, the geek one is, I'm very proud of Ray for picking this article because it's about Android. Because once I have an Android device too, you know. Actually, this is recording on an Android device right now, this video. So anyway, Android Wear smartwatches will now work with iPhone 2. TOO, it will also work with iPhones. So Google just gave the Apple Watch a crap ton of competition. As of today, Android Wear is... available for iOS with the iPhone 5 and above and running at least iOS 8.2. It's a rumor we've heard a lot about, and now Google is making it official. So that's the good news, actually. Yeah. So the bad news is only new and upcoming hardware will be included. Right now, Android Wear for iOS will only work on the current LG Watch, Urbane, and the upcoming Asus Zen Watch 2 and Huawei Watch, but it's not going to any Samsung devices at all. So, according to The Verge, Google promises that a half dozen watches will be supported on iOS by the end of the year. So, we can only expect the new Moto 360 to be among them. So, I'm excited that they're actually.
So, I might be able to afford a watch that I can connect to my iPhone.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah, because
I have to pay another $600.
It's not going to be $600. This is going to be like $250 or $300. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, still a lot of
money. It's still a lot of money, but it's...
And I don't even wear watches.
Yeah, that's right. Then why go?
Exactly.
So Android Wear brings two clear advantages to the iPhone smartwatch game. Choice and price. Exactly what you just said. Although limited now, Android releases more than a half dozen smartwatches a year that range in price from as low as $150 as much as $800. That's a lot. That's expensive. With square or round faces, with different materials, colors, and features, and displays. Also, it may hopefully push the Apple Watch to be even better. Either way, smartwatches just got a little bit more interesting. That's true, because right now Apple is really playing catch up now, because these smartwatches has been around for about 3 or 4 years already. It's being popularized already, and just this year, Apple just came out with the Apple Watch, and it feels like it's too late in the game.
What do you think? Apple's going to jump ahead with the next iPhone version? It's going to be like, instead of like a big iPhone like that, it's going to be one that you wrap around your wrist that's kind of like a watch and project so you can do it on your arm Samsung's been projected to do.
Yeah, I've seen some proof of concept on videos online about it, but yeah, I don't know. It's not. I don't think we have that technology. But ask me again about 5 years from now, but not now.
Like five years from now, we probably won't need one. We'd have
implants. a neuro.
Big Brother will watch everywhere we go.
Yeah, that's right. So imagine that. And the only way to activate is to twitch your head. You do that. And then, hey, I'm going to tweet. Uh-huh. Or I'm going to send a message to Ray.
I just want to be able to go.
Oh, you want Star Trek type. You have a button to the left. You can do that. Somebody should do that, really. Just
instead of doing a watch, do this communicator so it reads everything from your emails and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Too.
That's the ultimate right there. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, on to the bizarre.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, Mexican people problems. Mexican man says 19-inch penis is destroying his life.
Right. Says no one.
I know some gays that would like for it to be destroying their ass.
Oh, my God. Yes. 19 inches? I think it is inconvenient.
It's like 19 kids and growing.
Yeah. 19 inches and growing. Oh, yeah. No. Imagine yourself, Ray. Can you imagine yourself with your... It's not proportional. I don't think this guy is even... tall, maybe. I
don't know.
Anyway, go ahead, Rick.
I don't know. All I know, I wish I had this kind of problem, but I don't. So, anyway.
You're going to have big dick problems. You want to have big dick problems.
I want to have big dick problems.
You want to be able to jog.
Yeah.
You want me to run.
I want to be like, what's his name from The Leftovers that just married Jennifer Aniston. I want that kind of dick problems that bounce around when I'm jogging that everybody can see. That's the kind of problems I want. So, okay. Anyway.
All right.
Women fear him and he's unable to work, he says. A 52-year-old Mexican man says he has the world's largest penis and it's making his life miserable. Do porn. Roberto Escobar Corbera of Salito told a Mexican newspaper. Did I say it right?
No, but you can go with
it. How do I say it? How do you say it?
Roberto Esquivel Cabrera of Saltillo.
Saltillo.
Okay.
Told a Mexican newspaper, Vanguardia, that he would like to be considered disabled because the member leaves him unable to work, forcing him to live on assistance and scavenge for food.
Oh, that's so sad.
His social life is dismal as well, he says. Women are too scared to be with him, according to the newspaper. Well, if you go up to northern Mexico, there's this thing they call the donkey show. You can take the place of the donkey. Mm-hmm. His penis is reportedly 48.2 centimeters, nearly 19 inches long, and the tip circumference is 25 centimeters, nearly 10 inches.
What? He's got a 10-inch head?
Carol apparently provided data with a medical imaging photo of his penis, and the picture has rapidly circulated through the Spanish language media, including Telemundo and La Peña.
Oh my God, we got to see this. Is there a link?
There's a link, and I saw it. This looks like a fake X-ray, but Carol is being tested at a local health center as doctors try to figure out what to do, Vanguardia wrote. Calabrera said he wanted at least to be recognized by Guinness's World Records, but an official told the UK's Daily Star that the organization has no such category. but they do have a penis museum.
There's no category for big dicks.
Yeah. See, that's what I don't get. See, the video, the x-ray doesn't look real. So responding to English language reports that much of the appendage excess skin, he has not examined Cabrera. Dr. Philip Worthman, director of the Center for Male Reproductive Medicine and Vasectomy Reversal in Los Angeles, told the Huffington Post that the man could perhaps be treated by a procedure akin to a very big circumcision. However, the original report in the Mexican press made no mention of extra skin, so the nature of Calabrera's penile growth remains unclear. God. Jonathan Falcon is believed to have the largest penis in the world, which measures 13.5 inches. So
13 is fine, but 19?
I don't know.
If you look at
some bitches, like, no matter how big you are, it's like, drive the Volkswagen in!
Look, it's past his knees. His dick is past his knees, and he can't even wear pants properly. Would you like that?
No, not like that.
No.
I'd be happy with a nice, thick 8 to 9 inches. Preferably 8 thick, beautiful inches.
Eight inch, big 9 head, inch.
Circumcised. There are plenty of dick pics on Tumblr that I can share that I would like what my penis, I'd like my penis to be uncut and thick.
Okay.
But alas, I did not have that.
Yeah.
I have white men's syndrome.
Just 7.5. That's it. Anyway.
like 4.5.
And that's just the head. So the guy is, it would be miserable because you're walking around with, you know, kids running away from it. No, not kids, but, you know, women. Women would run away from it. But I don't know.
This guy just needs to get it right marketing person because apparently he can make some money off of this.
Definitely.
And you know there's some bitches out there
porn.
And you know there's some bitches out there that would take a challenge.
do porn. Oh my God. Now he's on the news. He could probably be getting, you know, calls from TLA Raw or something. Yeah. Not Penthouse, but what else?
I'm sure there's some
Playgirl,
dick magazines out there that like to photograph it and put pictures of it out there.
Oh yeah, I would do a selfie with it.
Yeah, this is Maynard and the selfie over here.
It's a big arm right beside my. Oh my God!
Cheese all over his face.
Oh.
Itchy.
Isn't it all skin?
I don't know. Nobody's examined it. They just talked about it. So it sounds like a doctor needs to go investigate this.
Yeah, because as far as I know, he's got excess skin. It's like 19 inches of skin. You know? Yeah. That'd be bad, though, yeah. If you have too much
skin. Well, here's the deal. Most guys with big dicks are usually bottoms anyhow. So
no problem with you, right?
There's no problem.
Okay, so. That's good.
But if you do have a big dick and you top, what kind of problems have you run into?
Call us.
Send us an email. Let us know, because
it sounds different.
Everybody ever see, oh my God, your dick's too small, or I need this huge dick to fill me up, or some bullshit like that. Everybody's looking for 8 inches or more. And I'm just like, there can't be that many 8-inch tops in the city of Houston.
If you have a big dick, call us.
Yeah. Oh my God. So, let us know your big dick problems.
Yeah, if you have big dick problems, let us know. Yeah, it's awesome to hear.
Hashtag Bear Podcast, big dick problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good article, right? Yeah. Anyway, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. Do we have any feedback or anything? Or
no, I don't think anything.
Did it know? Okay. Oh, we have one from YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
YouTube. Hold on, can I access YouTube from here? I don't know if I can.
You got a computer, you should be able to access YouTube. One would think.
But not this computer.
One would think somebody would prepare to do the show.
I forgot all about it.
Who is this? Excuse me.
Who would be calling it Holber Recording? It's just rude.
Well, rude. See, I forgot to put my thing on airplane mode while we were doing the show.
All right, here's a message from...
And a shout out to Mike up in Canada while Maynard's filling that up. So,
do you know him? It's Mike?
No, I don't think you know this Mike. Oh, okay. It's a different Mike.
Oh, okay.
He lives in Canada, not New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so episode 580, using the guy braider. It's the last episode. So, it's a message from Sketchy. He says, not sure if this is the appropriate place to put it or not, but my friends know I absolutely adore a hot daddy bear and are perfectly okay with that. I think that the topic was about the twinks. No, twinks will have the bears, or the other way around.
Well, it's like the bear guy that was into twinks, but he felt ashamed because he's into younger guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Twinkie guys.
So they often tease me because I am a daddy's boy, but I often keep them in their place. Yeah, okay. So anyways, I feel it's just the people you hang out with, which is true.
Or in some cases, that depends.
They have depends.
Yeah.
Okay. I will admit I was scared of admitting I like older hairy guys at first.
God bless you.
Oh. I know how that feels. Actually, I'm not ashamed. If I would not be ashamed personally.
I'm actually too I would young
say
for it, him.
But I would say that's my type, and people will be surprised. And okay, no big deal. So anyway, so it's one thing to be gay, but another thing to be to like bears, especially at such a young age. Oh my God, how old are you, Sketchy? Now I'm
legal. I hope
you're legal. Now I'm beyond proud of who I like, though, and shoo the twinks away. Okay, so thank you, Sketchy, for the message, and I agree with you. It's like I said in the last episode, that it's like coming out twice. For some people, that you come out twice because you're gay, and the second time you come out because you like big hairy guys, and people tend to think that that's kind of weird, yeah. But in my world, our world, that's kind of natural. You like twinks, I like bears. You know that it's something that it's normal to me. People don't find it normal, I guess.
Well, I guess the whole gay culture is geared to that muscle, hot model.
Yeah.
Perfect looks, clothes, everything, and not all bears are that way.
Nope, not all bears are like that.
And it's just like, oh, you like somebody that's fat.
Ugh. Ooh, hot. If you have a CPAP, get in front of the line. Okay, so I guess that's it. So
that's it. That's the show.
That's the show, guys. So again, I'm sorry to hear. You know, our heart goes out to Tony and Jason for you know for their accident or their mishap that happened yesterday. And I hope you guys maybe we could help them out at some point. Well, yeah. Give them a shout out or anything. Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you everyone for watching or listening to the show. And thank you for thank you to Sketchy for sending us a YouTube comment. That's awesome. Yeah. And if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or give us a call at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
Yes, and yeah. Like in the last episode or a few episodes ago, we had a voicemail. We could play your voicemail in the show. That'd be great. And also, you can subscribe via iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo, and you can listen to the show using your iOS app or your Android app on Stitcher Radio, and you can also listen on Bear Radio Network. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.